Welcome to New York Zen Center for Contemplative Care's podcast. This free podcast is made possible through your generosity. Please consider making a donation through our Ways to Give link on zencare.org.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
What a wonderful fall day we have here. Going out into the street this morning, it was, wow, summer has gone. I mean, earlier this week, we were in 70, what day was it this week? It was Wednesday or Thursday. The city was humid, 75 degrees, and I was like, ugh, I can't take this anymore. And then suddenly, here we are today, freezing cold, and I had a warm enough coat. It happened too quickly. Such an incredible teaching on our life. How quickly it changes. You know, don't have the winter coats out yet. You needed a little raincoat this morning. How quickly it changes. So we're looking today at the precept of non-stealing. Or this month, that precept. Bodhidharma said, self-nature is subtle and mysterious. In the realm of the unattainable Dharma, not having thoughts of gaining is called the precept of non-stealing. Dogen, the founder of our school, Soto Zen, said, the self and things of the world are just as they are. The gate of emancipation is open. The self and things of the world are just as they are. The gate of emancipation is open. When we are able to live in everything just as it is, that's the liberation. That's the freedom. The gate is always open. Zen peacemakers, being satisfied with what I have, this is the precept of non-stealing. Being satisfied with what I have, this is the precept of non-stealing. So there are many different ways to look at stealing. The intrinsic, the literal, the relational. How do we steal? If I take a look at this pen that I borrowed from Doshin this morning and think, oh, that's cute, nice little pen. It's cheap, cheerful. Put that there. He doesn't need it, it was like probably a dollar. But I like it because it's gray and black. She won't miss it. Truth is, she probably won't. It's kind of a thought of stealing. Taking what is not freely offered. So we all know about that kind of stuff. Shoplifting as kids. Maybe some of you did, I know I did. Going into the candy store and being. You know, I still do it. Not in the candy store, but I go downstairs to the deli at lunchtime, you know, the buffet. And it's very tempting to take one of those little pieces of sausage and put it in the container for my lunch and then eat it while I'm getting the rest of my food. Or, you know, there's like, they have little pieces of fried chicken. I'll put that in the packet, and then by the time I get to the counter, you know, there's no longer five pieces of chicken, there's maybe three. You know, these see this big array of food. It's like, they're not going to miss it. The other day, 2 weeks ago, at the deli downstairs, if those of you who know it, there's a guy that's always there. It's a Hispanic guy, kind of a dour face, kind of like my face. He's like, and he's always there. And so a couple of weeks ago, filling up, and then this really tasty fried shrimp, and I go, pick that up with the tongs. I mean, I'm so deliberately picked it up with the tongs, put it in the my container, then took it out with my fingers and dipped it in the tartar sauce. And he's looking at me, and I was like, and he just looks. He said, "I'd call security." And then he started laughing. But in that moment, I felt so shamed. I'd been caught stealing. And it was like a little piece of shrimp. And I was filled with the shame of being caught. Wasn't shamed about the stealing so much, but being caught. And that's where we have to be very careful. If I can get away with this, I'm not going to feel so badly. But if I get caught, then the shame is going to take. Still stealing, whether I get caught or not. Just one feels different. And now every time I go down there, and it's like, you like the shrimp? You got a lot of shrimp today. Or it says, no shrimp today. Very sweet. We steal when we think we've been denied something. When we feel that we are being denied something. This not being satisfied with what we have leads to stealing. I was talking to Diane earlier this morning, our teacher. Check in with her once a week via Skype. You'll all meet her at the retreat. She's this amazing 86-year-old. Kind of. You'll see why she's my teacher. 86 years of age, lives the Dharma the way she lives the Dharma. She's very wise. She's an elder. And I was talking to her this morning, and I said, you know, I have to give a Dharma talk on breaking the precepts, and of course I left it till the last minute, and you know, what are your thoughts on non-stealing? I thought, let me steal some of her wishes. And she said something very, of course she's always, you'll meet her, but she says, you know, we're all here to break the precepts. We're all here to break the precepts. That's how we learn. If we didn't break the precepts, we'd never learn anything. That's the microphone, the speakers. I think we might have to pull plugs out or something out of the wall. It's this speaker.
Oh. Yeah.
We can't be human without breaking the precepts. It's part of our conditioning. I don't know about you, but I think everyone I know feels that they missed out on something in their childhood, in their adolescence, in their school years, in their life now. They missed out on something, something they didn't get. And there's a piece of them that is constantly trying to get that back or get it. So there is a grasping. How do we do that with our in our relationships with our friends? How do we steal moments? How do we steal identity? How do I steal from you when I am projecting my ideas, my thoughts about who you are onto you? Stealing your identity. Not allowing for possibility.